1 Kings chapter 14. At that time Abijah the son of Jeroboam fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, I ask you to arise, and disguise yourself, that you not be known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get yourself to Shiloh. Indeed, there is Ahijah the prophet, who told me that I should be king over this people. And take with you 10 loaves, and biscuits, and a cruse of honey, and go to him, he shall tell you what shall become of the child. And Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose, and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, because his eyes were set because of his age. And the Lord Jehovah said to Ahijah, Look, the wife of Jeroboam comes to ask a thing of you for her son, because he is sick. This and this you shall say to her. Because it shall be, when she comes in, that she shall pretend to be another woman. And it was that when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet, as she came in at the door, that he said, Come in, you wife of Jeroboam. Why do you pretend to be another? Because I am sent to you with bad news. Go, tell Jeroboam. This is what the Lord Jehovah God of Israel says. Inasmuch as I exalted you from among the people, and made you prince over my people Israel, and tore the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it to you, and yet you have not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart, to do only that which was right in my eyes, but have done evil above all who were before you. Because you have gone and made for yourself other gods, and molten images, to provoke me to anger, and have cast me behind your back. Therefore, listen. I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam all males, and he who is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, as a man takes away manure, until it is all gone. He who dies of Jeroboam in the city the dogs shall eat, and he who dies in the field the birds of the air shall eat, because the Lord Jehovah has spoken it. Arise therefore, get yourself to your own house, and when your feet enter into the city, the child shall die. And all Israel shall mourn for him, and bury him. Because he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing towards the Lord Jehovah God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Furthermore the Lord Jehovah shall raise up a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam that day. But what? Even now. Because the Lord Jehovah shall strike Israel, as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land, which he gave to their forefathers, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their groves, provoking the Lord Jehovah to anger. And he shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who sinned, and who caused Israel to sin. And Jeroboam's wife arose, and departed, and came to Tirzah, and when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died. And they buried him. And all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of the Lord Jehovah, which he spoke by the hand of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred, and how he reigned, indeed, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, and he slept with his fathers, and Nadab his son reigned in his place 3164 AH 878 BC. And Rehoboam the son of Solomon reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord Jehovah chose out of all the tribes of Israel, to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah an Ammonites. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they had committed, above all that their forefathers had done. Because they also built for themselves high places, and images, and groves, on every high hill, and under every green tree. And there were also sodomites, homosexuals, in the land. And they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord Jehovah cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, 3148 AH 894 BC, that Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasures of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah and the treasures of the king's house palace. He even took away all. And he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made brass shields in their place, and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard, who kept the door of the king's house. And it was that when the king went into the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah, that the guard carried them, and brought them back into the guard chamber. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers. 3160 882 BC, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah an Ammonites. And Abijam his son reigned in his place.